Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. What wonderful weather. It makes you feel so good. On the show today, we're going to talk about many things, about computers and websites. We're going to talk about your dog's safety in this hot weather. We're going to talk about a big fitness competition coming up. In the studio with me today is Natasha McNally. And how are you, Natasha?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here.
And she's one fit lady.
Thank you very much.
And you're going to talk later about a big fitness competition, but also about some health and nutrition because you have your own company.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
AO Health and Fitness. And we specialize in boot camps and helping people to achieve their fitness goals.
Well, that's what I need, lady. And off the top, we always like to talk about food. We got Laura Lonsberry talking from Creative Occasions. How are you, Laura?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you have a baking school. You do cakes, chocolate, and wedding supplies. It looks like you do a lot of things at your company.
We totally do. In the summertime, we close the school portion down and concentrate on wedding cakes, which is what we're doing today. And then throughout the rest of the year, we teach everyone from small children to those just getting married, right up to people who just want to improve their skills.
Well, if you look at the website, Creating Occasions, there's all kinds of great information. And tell us about your background that brought you to having your own school.
Well, I've been a pastry chef for almost 26 years now, and working in the big hotels, you tend to get the new staff and train them all the time. So it's one of those, the next step of training the general public as well. But I really wanted to move from up. I've got a biochemistry background, and knowing what chemicals and preservatives and all the rest of that stuff does to our bodies, you're not going to stop people from eating junk food. We all love it. I love it. But eating it in a healthy way is my goal, to get everyone else to do the same.
And you have some real issues, too, with a lot of these chemicals that people don't know they're getting. And I guess that's if you bake it yourself, you can control that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the stuff that's in artificial flavorings and artificial colorings, and, you know, people don't realize what red dye number 3 can do, which is red, your primary red. And, you know, it's targeted to small children, but children under the age of 6 get extremely hyper from consuming red dye number 3. It can take up to 10 years to get that out of brain tissue.
Oh, my God. Kathy McGilvery emailed me to say she'd been talking to you in the red licorice, which is one of my favorites. Sorry, Natasha.
That's okay.
Okay, I better not eat it anymore.
You have to indulge
it's
sometimes.
It's bad stuff, yeah.
Well, one of the fantastic things is some of these companies are starting to recognize this stuff, too. Smarties and Twizzlers have changed, and they don't use red dye number 3 anymore.
Wow.
So us as consumers, we really need to pay attention to the labeling as to whether it contains red dye number 3 and not give it to our children. Like Red Velvet Cake, our company refuses to make that for people. You know, if you want to load up your body with red dye number 3, you're going to have to get someone else to do that for you, because we won't. But it, you know, out of all the chemicals out there, GMOs and red dye number 3 have got to be the highest on my list for staying away from.
So what's GMO?
Genetically modified foods. So unfortunately, our growers, especially our commercial growers, are leaning more and more to genetically modified or genetically engineered seed, which already contains pesticides and stuff, and that is filtering into our livers as we consume it. Studies are now showing in Quebec that newborn babies are being born with pesticides in their bloodstreams because their moms ate corn on the cob from a GMO.
Wow.
Before they were born.
Well, how do we have any control over this then?
Well, shop organic. Shop local. We have some amazing local growers here on the island, and there's nothing better to support our own economy and give a livelihood to families that support us right here in town and eat healthy at the same time. And the flavors from sun-grown foods is just amazing.
And you know what's interesting here is that, you know, you have a baking shop, and yet people think, well, maybe you shouldn't eat baking. But it's good for you if you have the right ingredients and you prepare them.
Absolutely. And people don't realize this. Like, yeah, we all have busy schedules and stuff, but there's so many different ways. You can make a muffin mix yourself on Sunday, put it in the fridge, and because it was creaming the butter and the sugar, you can leave that in your fridge all week long and scoop out a couple and bake them off, go have a shower, and by the time you're out of the shower, the oven's finished. You've got warm muffins for breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. Natasha, no, you're shaking your head a lot. This is all the stuff that you
yes.
believe in also, obviously.
Absolutely. I very much agree with organic, very much agree with shopping local, and awareness. It's wonderful to have the ability to be informed, and knowledge is power, and we can all live a healthier lifestyle if we're aware and we have the knowledge, which is super.
Yeah. Well, this is great. And you have lots of classes, too, going on. I think next week, is it bread?
Yes, starting on the 13th to the 17th, we have a full 40-hour, one-week bread program, and it teaches you everything from crackers to flatbreads to artisan breads, putting cheeses and onions and stuff in breads, and using different flours and different baking techniques as well. We're going to show people how to turn your barbecue into an oven.
Wow. How do you come up with so many different ideas for your classes?
It can actually be overwhelming because we spend the summer trying to dig through different things. It's one of those, once you've been in the business this long, it's just like, okay, where do I start? Which one are we going to do now? And I tend to go by the flavor of the customer base throughout the year. We take notes of what people have been asking for, and some of them it's just an automatic, you know, long before you even start working on the next year's schedule what you're going to take out. But some of them it's really difficult to, somebody's got to go. We go through 9 different classes as a changeover every year, and it can be difficult to figure out which one's going to get the boot so you can bring in a new one.
Well, Natasha and I were just talking about our kids because they are football guys, and you do children's cooking classes. I guess that's important to get them started early, too, on this road.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it's like, well, I got started from my great-grandmother. She used to bake with me when she babysat us. And I was fortunate enough to have an entire lifetime of being in the kitchen and baking. And a lot of kids don't get that now. And they lean towards prepackaged foods, and our healthcare system is taking the heat for that. And what a better way to bond with our kids. My kids started when they were 4, and my grandkids come into the store all the time, and they have their own little baking basket in the back. And they really enjoy it, and it's really easy to see what they're doing when they're right there in the kitchen with you.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I was shocked to find out on one of my son's football road trips that we had made chocolate chip cookies as a reward, and some of the kids on the bus had never had a homemade chocolate chip cookie, which I've been baking with my kids since they were very little. It was kind of what we did for bonding, and it was nice to control the ingredients that go into cookies versus packaged product. And so after that experience, the boys, well, I got myself into a bit of a pickle because then I was making cookies for all the
trips. You were the mom.
Absolutely. But it was great to have that bonding time and for kids to actually taste something that was homemade. And they could taste amazing and sometimes even better than the packaged cookies.
Well, that's true. A lot of us have seen Jamie Oliver and gone back to the roots in some of these schools where these lunches are so processed. So it's neat to see in the baking world that the same philosophy applies.
And hats off to moms that are teaching their sons.
Absolutely.
What woman doesn't want a man that knows how to cook and how to bake?
Oh, totally. You know, I'm lucky because my mother-in-law, my husband does so much. Well, he does everything. No.
Yeah.
But he does
good.
All kinds of stuff. And I think it is great because these boys that we have, we don't need to make sure they're kind of trained up to take the lead and not be takers, but to know how to provide.
I think how we started in our family was my son, Javon, liked to crack eggs. So that was his job, was to crack the eggs into whatever we were baking or cooking. And he's 14 now, and he makes his own omelets, and he's always coming up with some new concoction or something that we're baking that's, well, I bake a little healthier with some things that don't include butter. But
when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about some of the great recipes at Creating Occasions.
The summer games are on, but you're at work. You can't watch. How are you going to keep up to date on what's happening? Well, listen to CFAX 1070. All afternoon, we've got you covered.
Afternoons with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070.
Joan and Bob here from Heirloom Linens. Locally owned and family operated for 17 years, we're celebrating the dog days of summer with incredible deals.
Queen size Egyptian cotton sheet sets, only $49.99. King, just $10 more. And feather duvets, only $69.99, any size.
In addition to being your local source for twin extra long sheets and back to school bedding, we also accept competitors' coupons at the one and only Heirloom Linens in Broadmead Village.
We only sound expensive.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Rogers White Sugar, 10-kilo bag, card price just $9.99, limit of two. Or Heinz Ketchup, 1 liter, card price just $2.99. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Monthly bills. We've all got them. And sometimes we don't have the money to pay them. So it's important you get the lowest payment possible. At Galaxy Motors, getting you the lowest monthly car payment they can is their goal. Galaxy Motors makes 12 different banks compete to give you the lowest monthly payment. And the reality is, you can have the new pre-owned vehicle you want. Galaxy Motors, changing your perception of monthly car payments with the best rates possible. Visit galaxymotors.net.
Yay, Victoria! Thank you, Victoria, for taking the bus. Ridership on BC Transit in Victoria hit another record high with more than 25 million trips this year. The Victoria Regional Transit System carries more passengers and costs less to run than comparable Canadian systems. By choosing transit, you help build a greener, cleaner community and a healthier you.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Thank you, Victoria. BC Transit, connecting people and communities.
We are back in the studio with Natasha McNally. On the phone, we have Laura Lonsbury from Creating Occasions. Tell us about some of these cakes you're making. You're saying you've got some weddings. What kind of styles? I looked on your website, and you've got kind of off-centered ones, and you've got all kinds of different styles of cakes. What's kind of in vogue right now?
Oh, on the go- well, today it's kind of your traditional weekend, but a couple of weeks ago, topsy-turvy just seems to be the top asked for thing, and we tend to specialize in the topsy-turvy and the 3D cakes and all of that kind of stuff. A lot of the, you know, bakeries in town and stuff that don't do that kind of thing refer us, which is really nice, and then we tend to refer back as a custom cake maker. Yep, we're not the cheapest place in town, but you know that all of your products are made specifically for you. They're chemical-free, they're natural, and you know, we're working on your cake and your cake only. So,
and you also do some pretty cool cookies, and there's great ideas for, what do you call them at a wedding, the giveaways?
The favors.
Favors,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All kinds
and
of neat things on your website.
And it's really cool sometimes that you can bring the cost of your wedding down by actually having a cookie bouquet in the center, and you can personalize it by, if you're going to have arranged seating, you just put the personalized name on the back of the cookie, and now you don't have a flower centerpiece on the tables. Your guests are going to take the cookies as the night goes by, and they're going to find out where their seating is based on where their name is on the cookie.
Neat.
Yeah, so now you're saving yourself money on the fact that that one purchase is your centerpiece, it's your place setting, and it's the favor that they're going to take with them. So that's that makes it a lot more affordable.
And you also do rentals too, right, with the cakes? You got so many different kind of cake pans. You do rentals of some of your products.
We have over 240 character pans now. And because it's one of those things, as I raised three girls, good luck trying to pawn that cake shape off on the next kid next year. It's not going to happen. So renting the cake pans from year to year is definitely easier, and we have 240 to choose from, as well as all the wedding cake pans. So if you're going to make the wedding cakes as well, because, you know, if we're not doing it, you can take the class to teach yourself how to do it, and then come in and get all the supplies to do it yourself. and rent the pan instead of purchasing it, because that may be the only wedding cake you're going to make in the next 10 years.
Me and my friend Debbie were talking about a lot of these things now to economize for weddings, because it's one day, and it, you know, some of these wedding shows you watch, it's outrageous, about renting dresses and different ideas. And also, I mean, a lot of people, and I think our day did it with the fake bottom on the cake. You rent those as well, don't you?
We used to.
We
don't anymore. We can make a fake cake for you. We have quite a few people that will want maybe their dessert is going to be something else, or their cake is made from something like cheesecakes, or you've got pies and stuff is now the actual dessert, and then they have a show cake. So we'll do the fake cake or the fake bottom.
The fake bottom to make it look higher, right?
Exactly. So then it's styrofoam on the bottom, and then you've got a three-tiered real cake on top.
My friend, it was so funny because her husband, they were cutting their cake, and he kept trying to go in the bottom layer, and he kept raising his hand up because it was cardboard. Oh, well, what are you going to do? What kind of people take your courses then, do you find? All different age groups?
It's all different age groups. We primarily target, or our largest target market is 25 to 55. We have a lot of mother-daughter bonding that goes on. Your weekend classes ends up being a lot of couples attend it. Like this bride class that's coming up is a 50-50 split between both men and women. So it's not... it's not segregated out into anybody in particular. It is a wide range, and we have a lot of the parents that end up taking the kids' class with their children, so it gives them an opportunity to go out and do a function with them.
What do you find is the most rewarding part about owning this business? Because I'm sure when you're working at the Fairmont, having someone else be the boss and do all the bills is one thing, but to be in charge of all of it, is it a huge, huge commitment?
It is a huge commitment. I remember doing 2 hours of overtime in the Empress. She's just, like, absolutely exhausted, but a 14-hour day here just does seems to fly by like nothing.
Yeah.
It's really rewarding to have your own business and be in control, but it's not really so much control. I have two amazingly good full-time staff, and our part-timer has got a scholarship at Camosun College, so we're all in the industry ourselves, and we sit down with roundtable discussion on a regular basis of what the trends are, where do you think the business should go, and it's very much a cooperative thing. It's not me just laying down the law and say this is what we're going to do. It's like, no, we're all in this together. And it's a lot better to have that sense of community atmosphere in your workplace.
And you also, just so people know, if they're planning a wedding, you have the cake toppers, you have the chocolate fountain rentals, bachelorette ideas. Tell us about a few of those.
Well, the bachelorette one is definitely a fun one. We have a what we call the tickle trunk. we have a few select molds that are kind of hidden in the back. And so the ladies come in, and whether they just want to let their hair down, and that's going to start off their evening, they'll make a bunch of suckers and that sort of thing, and they'll learn how to make chocolate items. They can leave them here or take them with them. That's entirely up to them. Or they can turn it more into a bridal shower event, and they can make the favors for the wedding. So for $225, there's enough for 130 people at your wedding. It doesn't matter whether it's cookies, cupcakes, chocolate, all your packaging is involved. I go through everything and show you how to do it, and then I walk around with a coffee and just let you loose.
That's a great idea. Yeah. What a savings.
Exactly. And it's the labor that's really the costly part of it all. So if you can do that yourself, get all your friends involved, it's a good night for everybody else. It cuts the stress down as you start getting close to the wedding. All this tension builds, and this is a perfect opportunity to both save yourself some money, bond, and release some of that stress before the night.
And not mess up your own kitchen.
Exactly. Leave the mess here. Stainless steel cleans so well.
Beautiful. Now, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about creating occasions?
They can either send us an email through the website at info@creatingoccasions.com, or they can give us a call at 250-475-2611.
Well, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thanks for all the great information, and I'm sure we'll get lots of people coming to your classes learning how to bake.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, Laura. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Now, Natasha, talking about baking and stuff, and you said that you do bake with your kids and you've always done that. Now, you
Absolutely.
Have a fitness and health business.
Yes, I do.
How did you get into all that?
I got into it a couple of years ago by just not feeling healthy, just not feeling fit, not feeling strong, and thinking, is this all there is? Is this what I have to settle for? And I made a decision to navigate my way through health. And it started with changing my eating. And I followed up with seeking out help as far as training and going to the gym and making a commitment to myself that I was going to be healthy.
Is that a complete change from who you were?
I'd always been active, always, you know, looked after my eating, but with children, sometimes that those two worlds don't collide. I mean, they do collide.
Yeah.
So I fell off the wagon a little bit with just being a mom and being busy and devoting my time to raising my children and not really being too concerned as to what I was eating or my own health or my own activity.
And then you realize that they go on, do their thing, and we need to make sure we're okay so that we go into our later years with health and being able to keep it up.
It was very important to me to be active with my children and being able to walk and just having the freedom to do anything I wanted to do. My son played football, and I wanted to be able to run and catch a ball and throw a ball, and realizing that that was probably not going to go that way, I thought I better start...
I'm sure it's a bit harder now because he's probably pretty awesome.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, he keeps me on my toes, that's for sure.
Now, all these different diets and nutrition plans and everything else, I guess diet's a bad word now.
It is.
What is your philosophy on eating? Is it the no carbs, low carbs? How many calories? What do you think on
I think it's different for everybody and everybody's in a different place. I think it should be lifestyle versus diet. I think an eating plan that is balanced and portion control, I think, is huge.
So it's not necessarily calories, but it's portion control.
Portion control, I have found to be the most effective for people. It is everyone has a busy lifestyle, and people have functions they need to go to. And it's very hard to navigate that world. I think if you keep in mind your portions, it becomes easier to sort of control your weight and control what you're eating and
so
how you're eating.
So things aren't forbidden. Or are certain things
certain
forbidden?
Things should be forbidden, or they should be used as possibly a cheat, so or a reward. I think that's important to reward yourself as well,
right? Because you will. It's like the whole no carb thing for a while. If you don't ever eat that and you want it, you will. Maybe in your subconsciously you'll just crave that.
Yeah,
even though
you
don't
absolutely.
Want it
you deprive
told,
yourself.
No. It's like no trespassing sign.
Absolutely.
You want to go over that.
Yeah, and then sometimes because you haven't had it, when you do have it, it does make you want more and more and more. So I think it's important to balance your eating, and it's important to realize that it is an ongoing process. There's no fad out there. There are many fads out there, and you know they're great for a certain time, but there has to be education. With eating, some of the fads don't necessarily set you up for success in the sense of what do you do? How is your follow-up? Do you just go back to what you were doing? But if you do that, it creates another problem because you're back to square one. So I think educating yourself and being aware and seeking out people who can help you navigate that world is the key.
We're going to come back and you're going to join us for the next half hour, but you're going to do a segment at the end. We'll talk more about fitness nutrition. Back after the news.
So, retirement living. Why should I choose the Wellesley?
The Wellesley of Victoria is well-established with dedicated staff and excellent outdoor activities. Walking group, gardening on two rooftop gardens, weekly shopping trips, lunch and dinners to restaurants, excursions to theater and butch art gardens.
The Wellesley. Independent living at its best. Now offering assisted living with studio one and two bedroom suites. Ask Margot about a free trial stay at 383-9099. So nice to come home to the Wellesley of Victoria.
Have you ever read a story that was so strange, so hard to believe? You knew it must be true.
It's time to get back.
6 months ago, I was just a detective.
Into grim.
But everything changed.
I can see things that most people can't.
They all look like stories you read in a book, but they're not. They're real.
They're just gonna keep coming for me until I'm dead.
This is a total freak show.
I think it's time we settle our differences. Finally.
The new season begins.
I'm hoping in the end, there's a happily ever after.
CTV's Grim. Monday after the Olympics.
It's 11:30.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Sunny skies overhead right now in downtown Victoria. It's 25 degrees. Good morning, I'm Liz MacArthur. It's a winning day for Canada at the London Olympics, including a golden score. Rosie McLennan took the top prize in trampoline, finishing ahead of two Chinese women. Then Canada won bronze in the women's team pursuit cycling. Canadians are competing for more medals today. Victoria's Ryan Cochrane swims in the final of the men's 1500-meter freestyle. The Canadian men's 4x100 team will take part in the medley relay final. And Calgary's Jessica Zelenka runs in the 800 meters in the final event of the heptathlon. Canada now has one gold medal, two silver, and eight bronze. It may be the BC Day long weekend, but BC government communications staff are working overtime. As James Lewis reports, it's in response to the recent release of government credit card transactions,
which revealed taxpayers are on the hook for millions of dollars worth of spending from Victoria. In a media fact sheet, the Ministry of Finance says there are detailed rules for what can be purchased by credit card and that all transactions are closely audited. They claim all purchases are done so within approved ministry budgets. It then lists examples of so-called big-ticket buys, such as $37,000 at 7-Eleven stores by the Ministry of Children and Family Development. That money was apparently used to buy phone cards and bus passes for children in care. A ministry spokesperson also claims a listed $300 purchase for infidelity website Ashley Madison was in fact fraudulent and has since been reversed. James Lewis, Vancouver.
The search for Joy Jiang is now in its third day. Volunteer search and rescue teams are back at Sasamat Lake in Port Moody, combing through the forest for any sign of the 21-year-old who has the mental capacity of someone half her age. Search manager Michael Coyle says the woman's parents are also helping out.
By walking through all of the parking lots calling for her in the hopes that her mother and father's voice would trigger her to respond. That's one of our worries, is that she's not responding because she's afraid.
Zhang was separated during a group outing over the noon hour on Thursday. After the news at 11, we called the number listed for the Rideau residence on Earl Place and did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question. So after the news at 12, our prize will be $680 from Glenwood Meats, 1245 Parkdale Road in Langford. CFAX weather forecast now. Sunny today with highs to 27 degrees, UV index of 8 or very high. Clear tonight with lows to 14. Sunny on Sunday with highs to 28. A mix of sun and cloud Monday with highs to 25. Lots of sun from Tuesday through till Friday. Some clouds on Wednesday. We'll see highs in the low 20s. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 25 degrees. I'm Liz MacArthur. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. I've been having a great chat with Natasha McNally in the break, and Natasha's with AU Fitness, Health and Fitness.
The same.
I'm learning so many things, I should be fit just from talking to you. On the phone, I have Roger Whitson, who is with Radar Hill Technology, their internet development, design, and online databases. How are you, Roger?
Well, really good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Patty.
Well, it's great to have you on.
Hello.
Lee Johnson and I, we're both in real estate, and Lee has his site with Roger, leejohnson.com, and you do lots of sites for people, Roger. Tell us about the importance of a good website.
Well, one of the most important things is that at one time it was just simply to keep up and have. Now it's an additional endorsement or can work as that initial introduction, too, so... First impressions.
And people really check them, don't they? I mean, mine was a little out of date there. Ours was a little out of date. And, you know, I've been using a picture of me since I was about 10. So, I mean, you do kind of have to keep them up. How often do you have to refresh them for people to keep their interest going?
How often do we?
How often do you suggest they should put some new info in there?
Weekly.
Weekly.
Yeah, minimum. It really depends what industry you're in, frankly.
Right.
News, obviously, you're going to be hitting it every hour. Real estate, you should probably do it every day, if it's at all possible. I mean, you can get away with longer periods of time, depending on the audience you're appealing to, certainly. Yeah.
Right. And you were talking about responsive web design. Now, tell
me,
what does that mean?
Well, that's a massive move that the internet has been trying to catch up to with consumers. And what I mean by that is this smartphones or mobile computing. Everybody's carrying some kind of computer device with them now. Mm-hmm. tablets outsold laptops and desktops combined this past Christmas.
Wow.
So, and the way responsive design fits into all of that is you have a single design site with your content, and it manages to mold or meld into whatever media is viewing it, whether that's a smartphone, a BlackBerry iPhone, or an Android, tablet, playbook, all the way up to a laptop or even, you know, projector screen.
And what would be different about that than a standard website then? What kind of application would that be?
Well, the architecture is quite advanced, frankly. And it needs to be in order to recognize what kind of device is viewing your content and be able to adapt and reframe that content so that it's presented in a usable fashion. Say, for instance, on a smartphone, an iPhone, et cetera, you need to have your navigation finger-friendly, they say, so that you can easily move through the pages or scroll up and down and look at the text, and even have your images resized dynamically, or graphics,
right,
projections, flow sheets, pie graphs, et cetera, all be malleable to fit whatever real estate they're being shown on.
And are you finding a lot of your customers or clients are now asking for this, or you're letting them know? I know you do a blog on your website about this, so it's really you probably informing your clients.
Well, true. People are constantly looking for the advantage, and in business, you have to be the offer the advantage. So, yes, we're offering our clients an advantage over their competitors. It's happening with greater frequency now that our clients are knocking on the door asking for this. It's a smart move. It's a really smart move, whether you're, presenting real estate, shoes,
yeah,
or any kind of information you want to share with the world.
Tell us, how did you get into this business, Roger, and how long have you been doing this for?
Well, I worked on a commercial fishing boat, and I decided I never wanted to work that hard again. So with what money I managed to put together, I got into the business, I guess, in 1993, 94, and it's just been a steady learn, forget what I just learned, learn again, forget what I learned, learn
again.
Yeah,
it's amazing, right? I mean, our kids, we were on a trip and they were asking us about what it was like in the olden days. And it's really amazing with everything in life how it's changed. But when we said we didn't have computers or phones or all these things, you know, we had a party line when I grew up, the neighbor across the street.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing. So it must be something where every day is a new day for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's fantastic, frankly. And I'm an old dog, really, when it comes to it, 45. And one of the most recent hires we have is 18 years old. And he's absolutely fantastic and right on top of what's going on. So, I mean, I had a chuckle the other night with my dad because, God forbid, you stood in front of the television when the hockey game was on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was a big TV in those days, too. Yeah. I mean, those big boxes with the stereos attached.
Yeah. But when my daughter happened to come in front of us, Grandpa and myself, and she couldn't wait to tell us the story, I just paused the hockey game.
Yeah. I mean, crazy, huh? Try and figure that one out.
Absolutely.
You can rewind live shows.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great metaphor for the not only the internet industry, but all the industry. It really exemplifies that the customer is driving the product now. Like, I want to watch TV when I want to watch it, you know, and I want to look at what you're offering on my cell phone when I'm sitting in the doctor's office or at my regular desk at work.
Well, if it's like the younger generation, they're never, like our kids, never without that phone in their hand, like looking at it constantly.
Uh-huh.
Even if they don't have it, they're looking at their hand. So, Roger, tell us a little bit about Radar Hill Technology and what services you offer.
Oh, okay, thanks. We've been in business since 2001. We manage about 700 sites around the world for various industries, information sites all the way up to complex database-driven sites offering streaming video, commerce, et cetera. We have 10 full-time employees currently. And, yeah, our geographic dominance in the Victoria area, certainly, but we're looking to expand. And to that effect, actually, we've just bought a business in Duncan, taking over Joey Toes, which is Joey Toes, yeah. It's a,
sounds like a mob guy.
Just about. But the woman that ran the show there, Lynn Robertson, did a fantastic job and has an amazing reputation in the Cowichan Valley area. And she approached us saying that she was ready to hang it up. She's in her 60s. I won't tell you exactly where in her 60s. But, yeah, so that's going to add another 150-some-odd clients to the Radar Hill family.
Well,
so we're
excellent.
Really excited, yeah.
And Lee and I are happy with all the work you do. Roger Whitson, Radar Hill Technology. You can look them up online. Great having you on the show today. We'll talk to you really in a short while, I'm sure, with the real estate.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Roger.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll have Michelle Savenier on talking about dog safety.
Adam Sterling here. Join us every weekday noon hour here at CFAX 1070 for the day's most comprehensive look at news, sports, and weather. Plus, we discuss and debate the issues of the day with the Lunch Bunch.
Adam Sterling and the Lunch Bunch on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. We are down at Clover Point, which is located right along Dallas Road, just past Beacon Hill Park. It's a beautiful morning to be outside, and Clover Point has a lot to offer on a day like today. You can enjoy a nice walk by the ocean, maybe bring the dog, or even enjoy a picnic. The breeze is just perfect, not to mention the breathtaking view. Later on this afternoon, I will be heading to the Craig Derrick Castle for a garden party. It will be going on from 12 to 4. Come on down to this free event, have some tea, play some croquet, and enjoy some live music. The CFAX Community Cruiser will be out and about all day, giving you some great long weekend ideas to check out. I have lots of free stuff I'm giving out, so come on down and say hi. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress on CFAX 1070.
The grand opening sale continues at the all-new Dodge Furniture and Mattress location in Nanaimo and here in Victoria.
Come see the new products that were brought in for the big celebration. Both stores are overflowing with incredible deals.
Plus, Dodge has Canada's largest Serta mattress gallery with over 40 beds to choose from.
With nothing down, no interest, and no payments for a full year, you'll save even more as the grand opening sale continues at Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
715 Finlayson across from Mayfair and now in Nanaimo.
You want 9 holes of golf and a great meal for just $37? You got it. Highland Pacific Golf invites you to Nine and Dine. Available Friday to Sunday after 4 p.m. Call 478-GOLF or book online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
You want weekend golf for your family for just $45? Done. Highland Pacific Golf invites you to family golf. 4 players, $45 after 4 p.m. Friday to Sunday, maximum 2 adults. Call 478-GOLF or book online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
We are back. Natasha and I get talking so much we forget we're on live.
I know.
I'm here with Natasha McNally, and on the phone we have Michelle Savenier from Dog Safe Canine First Aid. How are you, Michelle?
Good, thanks, Patty. How are you?
Excellent. Now, this is a hot, hot day, so it's really pertinent to what we are going to talk about, which is making sure your dog stays cool on these hot days.
Absolutely. It's a scorcher out there already, and my 10-year-old Rottweiler is fast asleep in my steel bathtub as we speak.
Your dog's 10 now, huh?
He's 10, and, you know, we were out bright and early this morning and swimming a little bit, but he knows the coolest place to relax, and it's the steel bathtub.
How do you find, you know, Sophie's going to be 10 November, how do you find having an older dog and just that kind of feeling when they're getting older and that little tug at your heartstrings?
My dog, he's absolutely my heart dog, and I've learned huge lessons from him. But there's no doubt about it. He's always one that's not been great in the heat, whereas my previous dogs have been, you know, okay and actually preferred the hot. But he hasn't, and I've certainly seen it sort of as he gets older and older. We get up a little bit earlier and do some alternative, you know, exercises, that kind of thing. So he's just not good in the heat. But, yeah, he's my heart dog.
Oh, hey, Michelle, we adopted a rescue dog, too, in the last month.
Oh.
A little guy from, or a little girl from She's a California dog, Callie, Taco, and she's a Chihuahua, Irish, what do they call it? Irish Greyhound? She's across, yeah. But she is so sweet and has been, you know, with an older dog, we didn't know how it go. And she's the perfect dog because she kind of knows her role. And we never want a small dog necessarily, but it's kind of cool to know you're, you know, helping.
Yes.
But also she's kind of given us a lot.
You know what? And that's such a, you know, you tend to get the dogs and you're thinking, you know, why have I got this dog in my life? And it's there's lessons that show up that we can't even begin to appreciate until we've spent the time with them. So
yeah, it's like such
great.
A gift. You sort of, yeah, it's really been fun. So I'll email you to get you some tips on training, though. The 10-year-old, that is, no.
Absolutely.
Okay, so number one, always have cool water.
You know, it sounds so simple, and it's one of those ones, you know, I've been caught off guard. You know, I've helped people out, you know, as you're in the parking lots or whatnot, and it's just have that cool water available, whether it's a jug of water in a cooler, if you're in, you know, traveling for the long weekend or having it with you, you know, don't expect that the streams on your morning walk will have water in them. They dry up overnight. So just make sure you've got ample of cool water available, you know, for yourself, but especially for your pooches.
How much water do they need? Or they'll let you know that.
You know, I like to, you know, at least have the amount there that's off for them, and I get a kick out of it myself, whereas, you know, we always put the water bowl down, and the dog won't drink, so we stick our fingers in it, like, drink. And, you know, we all do that, but, you know, and it's just have it available. They will drink, you know, as much as they sort of need to, but you got to start by at least having it.
And sometimes they get fussy. Like, I know Sophie doesn't like it after a certain while. Like, it has to be changed pretty regularly. Like, when it's right at the tap, that's when she wants it, but it's been sitting around for half an hour. It's like, nah.
Absolutely, and just like us, I mean, if you pour me a glass of water and it sits on the counter for half an hour, the stagnant water doesn't taste the same. And also, some dogs, it's lovely when businesses will have, you know, the water bowls or whatnot out for our dogs as well. But again, you know, my Monty here, he won't drink out of anything that's a plastic bowl outside of a shop, so I'm always bringing the water with me.
Yeah, and you said keep some in your car?
Well, I keep water with me, and a lot of times, most days like today, he's not out in the car with me, but
right.
I will even still have water because a lot of times you're helping other people who may have been, you know, caught off. We're all dog people and like mm-hmm. to, you know, be able to share if we don't, you know, even if we don't have our own dogs with us.
And keeping the dog in the car, I was out yesterday at underground parking, mind you, but it was still hot, and this little dog in a car with the windows just a crack open, and, you know, the woman, I think she went in when I went in, so it's probably half an hour or so. You just got to make sure you leave your dogs at home, right, if you're going to be out for longer than you think?
You know, and again, it's that constant reminder. It's that things come up, that the sun will change, the windows. It's just leave them at home.
Right? Yeah.
We all want to have our dogs with us. We want to enjoy things with them. Sometimes I understand that people may not be able to leave their dogs at home because of, you know, separation anxiety. They bark, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just not worth it.
And so you make frozen treats and also electrolyte replacement?
Yeah. You know, again, we're looking at something different that we can keep our dog occupied. We may not be able to go out and spend the whole day with them or take them for the physical exercise. So we want to sort of, you know, challenge their mental activities. And so I will take things like a rope toy, a big long rope toy, and I'll soak it in some water that I might have a little bit of, you know, diluted chicken broth or something in there. So it really entices Monty. Stick it in the freezer. It's nice and cold. And, you know, he'll spend a half an hour doing that. So not only does it keep him cool, it keeps him, his mind busy as well. And the electrolyte replacements, it's not something, you know, think kind of Gatorade for canines, but it's not made, obviously Gatorade's not made for what a dog needs. But if you check online, you can get electrolyte replacement. It's great to prevent dehydration, heat stress, you know, physical exertion. Thinking about, I know the agility event is happening sort of lower Vancouver Island this weekend. So dogs that, you know, working dogs or sporting dogs that have to be out there, it's a nice addition to them.
And also maybe cool them down, take them swimming, get them a little bit wet, put the hose on them.
Absolutely. You can have some great water fun. You can get, you know, the Mr. Turtle pools or whatnot in your backyard for your dog, fill it up a little bit, put the sprinklers on. Again, you're having some sort of fun with them, you know, wading pools. Or take them swimming if you can. I mean, there's nothing I love better than actually go to a water source that dogs are allowed in, you're allowed in, and you can swim, like, side by side with your dog. It's just
yeah,
lovely.
It's pretty fun. And sleeping-wise, they don't necessarily want to be on their mat. They want to be on a cool surface.
Yeah, Yeah, a lot of dogs will have, you know, their mat or something. If they're in the crate, they'll have a blanket or whatnot in there. That certainly can retain the heat, so I usually can switch it out. I use a Therm-a-Rest sleeping pad, so it's got the padded, but it's not got the warmth or whatnot, so it's comfortable for his older body, but it's not going to retain the heat. You can get some fancier cooling-type beds as well, but just making sure that you've got some ventilation and allow them to sleep. A lot of times it's in the basement or the tile floor, so allow them to have access to those cool spots.
Right, and not out in the sun too much because they can get burned as well.
Absolutely. You know, they can overheat, they can get sunburn, they can get skin cancer. So ideally, you know, we like to just prevent it. So avoiding that, you know, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or whatnot, the intensity of the sun. I saw a little Boston Terrier a little while ago that had bright red, pink cheeks right where the white was. And the day before, the dog was out on a boat all day with the owners. Of course,
wow.
They've got sunscreen on, and this poor dog was
got rosacea.
Close to the sun and got sunburn on their cheeks. So you can get canine-specific sunscreen, but again, the best thing is, you know, just avoid it.
Yeah, and keep the long hair groomed.
Absolutely, and you want that maximum airflow, so you want that nice, if they've got long hair, I mean, you can trim them, talk to your groomer about the best thing, but you don't want to shave it right down to their coat or right down to their skin, but you do want it clean hair so that it allows that airflow to go through, because the hair does provide a certain amount of sun protection.
Right, and we got 1 second left here. Know the signs of heat stroke?
Yes, heavy panting, profuse sweating in the paw pads, thick saliva, high body temperature, bright red gums and tongues, and then it can progress to, you know, diarrhea, breathing problems, seizures, collapse. Cool with just room temperature water, and take your vet for follow-up.
Okay, and how do we get hold of you if people want to know more about the canine courses, first aid courses?
Yeah, dogsafe.ca is the quickest, easiest way. We've got instructors in Victoria, a new instructor starting soon, and blog articles just for helpful tips as well.
Michelle, always full of great information. Have a great summer, and we'll talk to you in the fall.
Thanks, Patty.
Okay, talk to you soon. When we come back, Natasha's going to update us on more health nutrition facts.
It's a beautiful, hot, sunny day, and you're cruising down the highway. You're feeling good, totally confident. You've had Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care service your vehicle. Preventive, proactive maintenance ensures your car is operating safely and efficiently. No worries about breakdowns. And like so many Victorians over the past 40 years, Island Muffler and Brake is the shop you trust. Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care, expert care for your car. And that's a good feeling.
Island Muffler and Brake.
A new roof is a big investment, one of the most important decisions you can make for the protection and value of your home. Before you do anything, look into a steel roof from Irwin Industries. It's fireproof, moss-free, with clean lines and concealed fasteners. Available in over 40 colors, your new roof will last virtually forever. When it comes to the roof over your head, go with a proven system from a proven company. Irwin Industries, 875 Viewfield Road, irwinvi.com. Call 382-5154.
Hi, this is Barry Bowman for Ross Place Retirement Residence. As you may know, Ross Place has completed a major renovation. They currently have suites starting at only $1,950 a month, including all meals. So if you or a member of your family are considering moving to a retirement residence, take a tour of Ross Place, and you'll be very surprised by the great room, movie theater, billiards room, and more. Respite suites are also available for $75 a day, including all meals. Call now to arrange a personal tour.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a 3-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
I'm back with Natasha McNally from AU Health and Fitness. Natasha, we've been talking lots in the breaks. You're full of information. We're talking about diet plans and everything else because everybody, it is so individual, and we're talking about all the, you know, different plans that are out there that work for a limited time, but it's education. You know, you hear so many women, I've got to lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds. And it's almost like people don't enjoy their lives until they think they lose it. And as women particularly, and lots of men, you have to sort of love yourself from where you're at, don't you?
You do. It is a journey.
And quit this obsession. Because some people don't need to lose under 5 pounds and they're just obsessed, and it's all they talk about. And it gets old after a while.
It does. And it is going into something with a positive attitude. And you're right. It starts with enjoying where you are and taking on a challenge and working through a journey. you will get the end result, but it's important to learn some lessons along the way so that you will continue to have that lifestyle that you've now created for yourself. It is important to take it on and enjoy learning. So education is a very big part of being successful. Educating yourself, there's many facets to do that. In Victoria, we're really lucky. There's amazing trainers, there's fitness centers, and there's people who have gone through that process who can help you navigate that world and make it effective for you so you are receiving and enjoying and getting results.
And you're going to come back on again, and you're going to talk more about fitness and some recipes and lots of ideas for us with meal plans.
Absolutely.
And today we're also going to talk about a competition coming up, so let's hear about that.
We have the second annual Fit Life competition coming up in town. That's in October on the 27th. Looking forward to it. We're still looking for athletes, people who want to come out and compete. We're looking for to promote what we do in the fitness industry. There will be lots of sponsors out to help people navigate the world of supplements, protein. I think sometimes that's a bit of confusion for people as to what to buy, how to use it.
And also fear, I think, when people hear about bodybuilding, they think, oh, that's steroids.
Absolutely.
And that's not the case. These are
powders
now that are very specialized to help with building muscle.
And sustaining muscle and being active and having quality of life as well.
And this is going to be on what day?
It's the 27th of October at the McPherson Playhouse.
And tickets are available now?
The tickets are available, and they are toll-free, 1-888-717-6121.
And you don't have to be super buff to start. You said there's certain plans you can start now, a 12-week plan, and that you've done this and you're in fantastic shape.
Thank you.
It's not that something you do all year for one of these. It's really something you start at. And it's not all just bodybuilding. A lot of it is just showing a physique in a bikini that you worked hard to get.
Absolutely. The journey is different for everybody. I know when I first started, it was just to take away the fear of actually being on a bikini stage.
I wore my clothes in the shower to come on.
And it was actually just to take on a challenge. I'd love working out and training, and I kept seeing results because I was consistent and persistent. And I had people ask me, you know, what was the next step? And I had no idea the competition would be the next step, but I decided to take on the challenge.
Good for
and
you.
It was just to actually a personal goal. It was a personal goal that turned into achieving and realizing dreams.
And Fit Life is a company that you're working with them as well.
Absolutely.
And helping, and they do a lot of transformational things for people seem like they're lost and they kind of find their way again. And there's lots of help like that. And your business is
AO Health and Fitness. Yes, Dwayne is amazing. He has Fit Life. It is transformations, personal training. He is out of Nanaimo, but he does come down to Victoria. And this is actually a show that he has started and promoted, which is amazing for the city. I know that in previous years, competitors had to go to Vancouver, which is added cost, on top of the cost of trying to prep and compete. So it's nice to have a local venue for people who do want to take on that challenge.
And it goes to all levels and all ages, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's sort of no end.
There's no end. And for us women, we just get better and better as we get, as the years go on. So that was always very motivational for me, which I loved.
And I think you've done that for our audience today. And how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about this and about what you do?
They can get a hold of me through my email, which is natasha_mcnally@hotmail.com or at 250-686-8080.
Beautiful. And Fit Life is doing the second annual Fitness and Figure Championship. That's on the 27th of October. So either you want to go to it or you want to partake.
Compete,
Maybe now's like the September challenge. Get yourself
absolutely
ready for that.
Absolutely. And I mean, on the heels of the Olympics, you see all the athletes looking amazing and their journeys and what it takes to take on a challenge and exceed and meet your goals is always
so amazing. When
thing.
I'm on the couch eating chips watching them, I go, go for it. No, I'm kidding.
And to have the support. I mean, it's really great to have people come out and support athletes.
Absolutely. Great talking to you today. TJ, thank you as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy and get fit.